Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. Long-distance relationships can be trying, but sometimes they can be made much easier with the assistance of a little technology. This story is titled The Webcam Nighty Night, and it is taken from the book entitled Naughty and Nice, ABDL Bedtime Stories. Long-distance nighty nights might never have been this close before. And I hope you enjoy listening to this nighty night. If you're listening to it as a bedtime story, I hope you dream big about being little. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. The Webcam Nighty Night by Zorro Daddy. Victoria took one last minute to check her hair in the bathroom mirror before racing to bed. The glow on her skin told the tale that she was in love. But she wouldn't be racing off to bed with anyone. Simply by herself. Well, sort of. She stepped back from the mirror to take in her full image, smiling innocently at the cuteness of the white nightie that covered her frame, while grinning at her own naughtiness of the advantage of purchasing a nightie, which was just a little bit too short. She felt the back of her legs, making certain she didn't miss any hair in the shower while foregoing her own modesty to check every other place that needed to be smooth. She seemed impatient to make the last-minute preparations, and this impatience was for good reason. In fact, it was for one reason alone. Him. The love of her life, and the man she called Daddy, would soon be calling her to tuck her into bed, and the manner in which he did this over the phone was unbelievably addicting, and it was that reaction which made their time apart bearable. The truth of the matter was that long distance really put a damper on a relationship that just seemed so natural, you wanted to enjoy it all the time, not just enjoy its visits. She tucked her long black hair behind her right ear before wrapping her Bluetooth around her ear and turning it on. Soon, she would hear his voice. She picked up her pacifier and placed it between her lips, taking a moment to view her cuteness in the mirror. She wanted to make certain she had the edge of adorable for him to see. She wasn't wearing any makeup, as per his directions, and the pacifier made her feel better. So did the diaper she was wearing. Her daddy told her that any good baby girl would always make certain to be wearing a diaper, even when her daddy wasn't with her. And she was becoming braver and braver each day, finding the outfit to wear to work which best hid her diapers. It had moved beyond a fetish, and was quickly becoming a way of thinking. And before long, it would hopefully become a way of life. Until then, and until the day when she and her daddy would finally live life together all the time, she would take what she could get. And it was his ideas, if not his inventions, like their nightly webcam tuck-ins, which made her longings for the future something a little more bearable. Her phone rang, and she diaper-waddled her sprint out of the bathroom, into her bedroom, and up onto her bed with a little girl's best jump. She crawled over to her pillows, picked up her teddy bear for a hug, sat down in front of her laptop in an Indian leg-style fashion, and clicked the button on her Bluetooth as she connected her Skype account. "Hello, Daddy," she said with reserved jubilation as his image appeared on the screen. "Hello, baby girl," he said, his voice echoing in her mind as if she hadn't heard it in a long, long time. In reality, they spoke that morning, but seconds were an eternity to her, and little things like that were a big deal to a girl with a little mind. "Did you have a good day?" he asked. "Yes, Daddy," she said with a little voice. But I missed you.
I missed you too, he said. And when I get there next week, I'm going to lift you up into my arms and not put you down for the rest of the day.
You are so silly, she said, taking her pacifier out of her mouth to laugh.
Oh, wait! Are you wearing the nightie? He asked, leaning forward to get a better view of her image.
Mm-hmm, she said, putting the pacifier back in her mouth and standing up on her knees to model it for him.
Baby girl, that is adorable, he said as she turned around on her knees to show him the back. And it doesn't get in the way of patting your bottom. You look beautiful in it, Vicky.
I feel beautiful, she said. But only because you tell me I am.
God, I love everything about you, he said bluntly. From what you say, to what you do, to who you are, I wish I could be next to you right now.
Tell me about the plan again, she said. I love to hear it when you say it.
Okay, baby girl, I will. Lie down, he said. She laid on her back and looked up at the webcam he installed by the light on the ceiling. She smiled and winked and waved at him. She loved that at any moment in time he could turn that webcam on and be watching her. You are adorable, baby girl, he said. It's time to tuck you in.
Yes, Daddy, she said,
as she got herself comfortable and parted her legs, awaiting his directions. That's a good girl, he said sweetly. Did you make yourself smooth? She nodded, pulling the diaper between her legs to the side and showing the smoothness underneath. That's a good girl. Daddy is very proud of you, he said with a syrupy tone. Now get out your pink toy. She reached up under one of the pillows and picked up the pink vibrating toy she pleasured herself with, turning it on and awaiting his permission. Now slide it inside you. Slowly, so Daddy can watch your reaction, he said with a sweeter tone yet. She touched the tip of the pink toy to her hood and arched her back at the first sensations of its vibrations. Then she slid it down the length of her labia and back up to the center before inserting it inside her canal as slowly and incrementally as she could handle. She moaned lightly behind her pacifier as the toy reached deeper inside her. She was the kind of girl who got more sensitive on the inside than on the surface. This normally worked in her favor, making any penetration feel even better the deeper it went. It was also a great form of submission to be forced to go slowly, when all she wanted to do was plunge that toy all the way in and come for her daddy. That's a good girl, he said as she inserted the toy partway in and tightened her canal to hold it there. Now, slide your diaper back into place, her daddy instructed. She did so, placing her hand flat on either side of her. She was holding back the orgasm already. Lift the nightie up, he said as she slid the nightie up above her breasts. Fingertips on the nipples. That's good. Now, roll them around. Squeeze them for Daddy. Victoria felt the pleasure being shot through her center, as it mixed in with the humiliation of her body being used as a toy. And furthermore, that she was being made to do this to herself. She was making a hot mess of herself, feeling her arousal swell between her legs, her desires for humiliation being met, and the enjoyment of her daddy's wishes being met as well. Now, slide your right hand inside your diaper and finger yourself, he said, watching her hand move down her belly, tuck under the waistband of her diaper, and hungrily caress her labia. Now, listen to Daddy's words as you make yourself come for me. Oh, it felt so good to play with herself. It felt so good to obey his commands. It was going to feel so good to orgasm for him. And she was going to make certain to come so hard that he would see how much she enjoyed it clearly, even through a webcam. For as naughty as she was being, she was going to be a very good girl for her daddy. She listened intently to his words. Daddy will bring you into this world. Daddy will bring you into his world. And when he does, your feet will never touch the ground. Your clothing will become much softer. Your heart will race all the time. The kitchen table will mark the imprints of your hands. Your impulses will only become reality with my permission. Your panty drawer will be made empty. Your dreams will become filled with how we took the imperfect and made it work, he stated, watching her begin to twitch. You will come for me every night, baby girl, just as you are now. And every day of your life you will spend with my love inside you. Because Daddy has chosen you, and you have chosen Daddy. And every jolt of every orgasm will drive that passion into both of us, until it's time for it to come out. Come for me, baby girl. Show Daddy how submissive you are. Victoria orgasmed for him, moaning into her pacifier as she removed the pink toy from between her legs. Her muscles twitched, and she continued rubbing her labia as the orgasm peaked, and then ballooned her down afterwards. The release of energy drained her, and as her heartbeat slowed back down, she entered into sleep with her right hand inside her diaper and the other hand on her left breast. Nighty night, baby girl, her daddy said. Daddy's going to be watching you.